moments ago, the Muslim Brotherhood spokesman announcing over Twitter that tomorrow will be a, quote, Friday of anger, a day of anger, calling for marches to head toward Cairo's center after noon prayers. Also tonight, the death toll from yesterday's clashes revised upwards significantly. The state-run TV station in Egypt, Nile TV, now saying at least 580 people were killed in fighting yesterday and 4,000 wounded. 580 killed, 4,000 people wounded. Eyewitnesses say the killing mostly at the hands of government forces, many of them when troops and security forces firing live ammunition demolished a pair of protest camps in Cairo. Today, the Pentagon canceled upcoming joint military exercises with Egypt, and President Obama condemned the military government's recent actions. He did not, however, condemn the regime itself.
We don't take sides with any particular party or political figure. I know it's tempting inside of Egypt to blame the United States or the West or some other outside actor for what's gone wrong. We've been blamed by supporters of Morsi. We've been blamed by the other side as if we are supporters of Morsi. That kind of approach will do nothing to help Egyptians achieve the future that they deserve.
We've got a full panel. Arwa Damon is there in Cairo for us live. Egyptian journalist Mona El Tahawi on the phone, also from Cairo. Arab analyst Robin Wright, senior fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center, joins us. Special Newsweek and Daily Beast correspondent Peter Beinart. He's the editor of the Daily Beast OpenZion.com blog. And former Bush White House spokesman Ari Fleischer. Arwa, let me start with you. You're on the ground, hundreds dead, thousands injured. Can you take us through what's happened there today and what to expect with this just-announced Friday of anger?
Well, when we compare the situation to what took place yesterday, it was certainly significantly calmer, but that does not mean that this crisis is by any stretch of the imagination over. The streets of Cairo were pretty empty throughout the entire day. Of course, now there is that curfew in place. Second night in a row that we've had the curfew here. And of course, everyone very anxious about what tomorrow is going to bring, especially with those mass demonstrations being called for by the Muslim Brotherhood. Those expected to take place after noon prayers, not too far from where we are right now, Anderson.
Mona, you say you support neither the military nor the Muslim Brotherhood. But if you support neither, then who are you left with? And is that part of the problem right now, that there's basically these polarized sides in Egypt?
Yeah, absolutely, Anderson. I mean, I support neither side, but I want to make it very clear that I unequivocally condemn the mass killing by security forces yesterday and condemn the attacks on churches across the country. And our biggest and most urgent need right now is to stop the killing and stop the blood, because in one day yesterday, almost as many Egyptians were killed in that one day as they were during the 18 days that took us to get rid of Hosni Mubarak. Now, we do need somebody who's an alternative to the Muslim Brotherhood in the military, because we're constantly pushed to choose between the two. And I don't think that Egypt needs to choose between the two. Egypt is much bigger than that.
Robin, the Egyptian ambassador to the U.S. says that this is the most serious juncture Egypt has been in the last 30 years. You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And this is a real challenge for the Obama administration. After all, the military has been the cornerstone of U.S. relations since the peace treaty, since the Egyptians walked away from their relationship with the Soviet Union. All of the presidents since the monarchy was ousted in 1952 have come from the military until Mohamed Morsi. And this is a moment where the United States really has to review its relations with Egypt, with the military, many of whom were whose leaders were trained in the United States. It has some tough decisions to make. What the president said today had some tough words, but the action was actually rather symbolic. There are tough questions about not just aid, but actually whether the United States has enough influence to really make a difference, because the military is basically kind of sticking it to Washington and has indicated it's prepared to take its own action irrespective of what its allies or the international community has said in condemning what's happened in the last week.